I have seen a number of companies that are getting some good benefits from them. And I think what's changed primarily is engaging the employee more. It's about them. It's getting them involved in that conversation and that goal setting and that problem solving. And it's also thinking of it more as an ongoing workplace conversation, not a once-a-year intense conversation. So that's a real paradigm shift, I think, and a good one.
I was talking to the results-only workforce folks. They say, you know, don't worry about time clocks and all those kinds of things. Focus purely on results. And one of the things that they said that that requires, you almost have to talk with folks every day. Okay, what's happened? Where are things going?
Yep.
And then build in regular timetables to talk in a formalized setting about how you do this.
I love that. I mean, I think if managers can get used to having that ongoing workplace conversation, and that involves a lot of things, catching people doing the right thing, that's mm-hmm. fabulous, and redirecting them gently when they need it. And so by the time this once a year or even more, I think it should be quarterly, but I'd settle for twice a year of a more formalized approach, then you're really just summarizing all those tiny meetings. It's a culmination of all those discussions, and it's not such a big deal. I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves, a lot of stress, when we think of this once or twice a year if we haven't been having conversations, and more importantly, we haven't, as a manager, been keeping notes.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
Right. All of a sudden, it becomes this daunting task.
Oh, yeah. And that's when it's fruitcake.
Yeah,
that's
right.
When nobody wants it, and I wouldn't blame them. But I will tell you that I've found in my research so many companies that find them to be constructive, and they strengthen organizations, and they add value if they are done right. And that's a big if.
All right. You know. So tell us, those folks who find these constructive, who actually find it helpful, mm-hmm. what are they doing that the folks who just look at it as a big chore, what are the folks doing right?
Well, I think they are getting in the habit of having the conversations, and there's a manager's mantra that I love, and it's, when you see it, say it. I think we should have that stitched on pillows and put behind our chairs so we see it all the time. So it's managers really having those conversations. It's also organizations training managers on how to do this and feel comfortable with it, and even bigger, holding them accountable, making sure they do it. So the boss is boss. Not giving the boss any increase until all his supervisory functions are complete to the level that they want it. And that involves having these conversations. And the conversations are not just about looking backwards in terms of what you've done and how you've added value, but looking forward. What are our goals for next year? How does that trickle down to us at this level? And where are you going to add value? How can we plan that ahead for you to do well in this area and help us achieve our mission? And then how can I help you develop? Those are all important aspects that need to be looked at.
The great thing about my life these days is I don't manage anybody, so I don't have to deal with these things in a real way. But one of the things that when I was managing people, when I had them in and we'd sit down and I said, my first question was, how am I doing? What am I doing right or doing wrong?
I love that. I will tell you that I kind of agree. I don't manage people anymore, and it is a good feeling. It's much easier what we're doing. But I love what you just said. It's kind of that upward appraisal. It's asking employees to respond to us, because who better knows how we supervise than those we supervise? You have to grow another inch of skin a little bit, because often you're going to hear some things that might surprise you. But I love that. I have a way to phrase that for a manager. Excuse me. What are three things I've done in the past 6 months that's really helped you? And what are three things you want me to do in the next 6 months? And then you kind of hold your breath, hoping they can come up with three things.
Yeah.
But what better way to get feedback? But don't make it a gotcha. Don't take what they say if you've created a comfortable environment and then turn it against them later. Really look for feedback. And maybe you do that at a time that isn't the performance review time, just to make sure you're getting solid good response that you can work on for yourself.
Yeah, no, for me, it was more the starting of a conversation. Let's talk mm-hmm. about what am I doing that prevents you from doing your job in the most effective way.
Well, I love that. And that also puts the emphasis on what's getting in the way. What are the barriers?
Yeah.
Not about you as a person, but how can I be that conduit to better processes for you? What can I do for you? That is a real partnership. And I tell you, if other people did that, you wouldn't have to drag people into those rooms to have the meetings, because they would have had a good experience.
And the other thing that I didn't like about was when we were on different pages. Most of the time, I was pretty good, and I thought I was doing my job pretty well, because I did see it. When I saw it, I said it. By the time we got to that place, we were pretty much on the same page. There were a couple times where We weren't. And that always, I always took that as much of a failure on my part as the employees.
Oh, I wish we could clone you, Chris.
Well, on that one point,
let's just say that. But, you know, when you are on different pages, and you get on different pages by not talking, and so what happens during those meetings, are there surprises? There should never be a surprise on the part of the employee, and if you find there is, you shouldn't note it in the review at that point. Because I agree, managers haven't done their role if they haven't communicated effectively, and that also can get us into some legal trouble.
Yeah.
You know, having unclear communications or lack of concrete goals or lack of good record keeping, whatever those issues are, can get us in a lot of hot water. And performance appraisals really are often the first things to be reviewed during any type of legal investigation.
Early on, you have a whole chapter on preparing for, because this isn't just something that you do on a wing. If you're an effective manager, if you're doing this the right way, it does take preparation time. And I always think both on the manager's part, but also on the employee's part.
Well, I love that idea. I love getting the employee more involved. So a lot of companies have an employee do a self-assessment so that they're, and that can be handed into the manager so they can get a sense of how far apart we are on those pages or if we are together. But I think from the manager's point of view, you know, you can do a lot to prepare. You can understand the form, go back and review it. Maybe it's been a while since you've seen it, and the ranking. And then really think about the goals that each employee's been working on. What contribution have they been making? Should they be making? Do they know clearly what's expected? What are their strengths and areas for improvement? And then you go and you collect all that objective information, hopefully, that you've been collecting over a period of time. You might even look at the job description. Then I recommend that each manager fill that form out privately, put it aside, review it the next day, and be ready to justify the ratings by having it chock full of examples. Nothing is more credible than saying, remember last March 3rd when this happened, and then the summer, all these activities came through, and you really helped us. Whatever the examples might be. And then you really plan your discussion in detail, because I don't think you can wing it. You start to wing it, and you get in trouble. You have a basic outline. Doesn't mean the conversation won't take you other places and
right.
You can't go with that.
Yeah.
But schedule that meeting, plan enough time for the discussion, assure privacy, and then go for it.
Yeah. When appraisals derail, there was great information in here about, you walk through a couple of different kinds of situations you can get into. Maybe you have an employee who you just can't draw out. You call him the too quiet employee,
yeah.
The new supervisor, the settled in, you know, the person who's frankly probably a little bit bored.
Yeah.
And how you deal with those. It was great information.
I think that what helps you avoid those weird conversations that really do derail is getting to know the individual over a period of time and having them know you. It really goes to that trust factor, because if someone is too quiet, that means you don't know them well enough. Or if they're being too quiet, you know why. You know, what you don't know, if you don't have this relationship before you go into this meeting, you don't know if they're thinking about the time their car pulls leaving, or if they just agree with everything you say. You don't know. It could be either of those extremes. So what I've done and recommended clients do is, if it's going that way, if there's just not a lot of response from the employee, I say never ask a question that can be answered in a yes, no, or grunt. You know, stay away from those. But if you're getting a lot of that, I'd call the meeting. I'd say, and I'd fall on the sword as the manager, I'd say, my fault. This really has to be an exchange. And I'm only going to talk 40% of the time, so let's meet tomorrow morning and start again. Here are some things I want you to think about. And then it puts the onus where it should be, on the employee to talk about their career, their successes, things they need help with. And you might need to reschedule that meeting a couple of times before it's clear that that person needs to be an active participant.
And one of the things that strikes me is that results approach. It's very easy to say, well, you're not in at 9 o'clock. You're not, you leave right at 5. And that seems to me a missed opportunity to really focus on, hold on, what is the real result you want this person to accomplish? What are you looking for?
I agree, and I think in this day and age, we have to be a lot more sensitive to employees and their other lives,
yeah.
And that balance. And I think that a lot of companies have made some good strides in that area. And I think what helps those conversations is to spend time up front doing some good goal setting, so it's measurable. So at the end, it's not going to be, I think the word is mushy,
right.
Technical word. It shouldn't be mushy. It should be real clear at the end whether you've reached that goal, and conversations throughout the cycle to see if you have. That actually goes back to something Peter Drucker, who is the guru, management guru, and had done a lot of writing in this area, said that's what a performance appraisal should be. The supervisor and employee should meet at the beginning, set goals, and they should meet periodically to determine how well and if they're being met.
The other thing that seems very interesting, and my colleague here, Jason Miller, and I have this conversation about whether young people are changing, you know, should we change the environment for young people or should they step in? And I think young people are coming in and they have this need for ongoing appraisal, not just this once a year kind of approach. And that's probably something we should be doing anyway, so maybe we ought to step up and actually meet that need of theirs.
Well, I think that's a great idea, to be honest, because I do believe in that ongoing workplace conversation. And I also think you, as a manager, need to do whatever is conducive to helping that employee, help motivate them. So it's getting to know, whether it's Gen Y, Gen X, whoever it is, what they need, and really, really adjust. Not consider it a bad thing, consider it a good thing, because the example you just gave, I think, is a good thing. I just hope that managers will see this as a critical part of their job, because honestly, I feel it can do so much. I think it can be a real management tool if used effectively. So it's also a part of our work life, Chris, that I don't think is going away. So why not spend some time in doing it right? Because there are benefits for the organization, clearly for the manager, but most importantly for that employee.
Yeah, not only not going away, as we talked about, even becoming more important, and really can, if you're looking at helping the performance of an organization, they really can be a vital tool in your toolbox.
I agree. I think it can transform. I think these ongoing conversations, I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but I think they can transform an organization probably better than a strategic plan can.
Yeah.
It's not just something on paper. This is a moving, changing, dynamic conversation and relationship in the workplace, and that's what we want.
But I hear people out there saying right now, and I can hear them saying, I don't have time to get all the stuff. I can't get all of my performance appraisals done that I have to do now. If I have to do this all the time, how am I possibly going to get that done?
Chris, you know what I'd say to them? You don't have time not to. This is time well spent.
Yeah.
And don't think of it as a big thing. Work it into your day so you're just engaging more with your team. They are your human resources. And to do that, you really have to have that relationship. I think people find, if they get over that hurdle of the time issue, they'll find that it really will save time and they'll get more accomplished in the end.
And part of my sense after reading your book is that if you do that in an effective way, all of a sudden the once or twice or quarterly or however often you do the formalized approach, that doesn't become the big ordeal that it is right now.
Amen.
Yeah. So it's reordering your time.
It is. It's being good with your time management and spending time with people maybe rather than things. It's kind of shifting a little, and it will really pay off. I've just seen it happen so many times.